Hello there. The topic of socialism has been before us a great deal lately. It's appealing to younger people. The idea of equality, that's appealing to some people, particularly the young. The idea of fair results, everything needs to be fair, fairly distributed. That's got some kind of an appeal to younger people. So let's take a look at this idea of socialism as to really what it is. I remember a story of a young co-ed girl who, at the end of her midterm examination, she wrote her father a letter bragging over the fact that she had achieved all A's at midterm. She was very proud of herself and wanted her father to be proud of her because he's paying the bill, and she wanted him to know that his money was actually producing something. So he was very happy about that, obviously. So he writes her back and says this: "I'm happy for you, but since you are liberal, and since you go to a liberal school, and since you advocate for socialism, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your grades, take them back to the professor, and tell the professor to give you a C and to distribute all the extra points that you accumulated and give it to somebody else. Give it to the rest of the class so they all come out equal. Everybody gets a C. You should not get an A and other people get lower grades. It should all be even." Well, she was outraged over this idea and felt that her father really did not appreciate her hard work and what she had accomplished. But that is essentially what socialism is as compared to capitalism. Capitalism is you work hard, you achieve, you gain, you accomplish, and you keep it, and you use it as you see best. In socialism, whether you work hard or not, whether you work or watch television, you get paid the same. And you don't get any particular prize or good feeling for ownership. That's socialism. So when you think about socialism, here's a good definition. It's a political and economic system in which there is a government ownership of the means of production, that is, car dealerships, car factories, any kind of company that produces something. It's owned by the government, and the ownership is is based upon the government owning the company and letting the workers spend the day working but achieving the same output, the same income as anybody else. They all get the same. It's a primary focus on equality. That's what socialism is all about. Everybody gets the same result regardless of effort or creativity. If people would get the same pay for working or watching television, that's how they do it. Not much would get done if we all did that. In other words, in socialism, productivity is very limited, minimal. On the other hand, capitalism is a form of government where there is a private ownership, property and production and limited government. People are allowed to personally benefit from their own creativity and their own hard work. What a difference between socialism and capitalism. Here's another distinction. Socialism is fundamentally at odds with the Christian worldview because it seeks to suppress all people according to the dictates of the state. Now, in history, all socialist leaders of significance were atheists, and they persecuted those of faith. The results of the leadership have been tragic, both economically and for human rights. There is no socialist country that is open to religious liberty. It does not endorse personal freedom. It does not endorse the value of work. It does not endorse personal responsibility. That's socialism. Now, if you look at it in terms of some quotes, here's what Mother Teresa said: "Give a beggar a smile. Jesus encouraged philanthropy and not accumulation." He said something to the effect that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Gandhi states that one of the seven deadly social sins is wealth without work, and socialism requires forced giving. That's number three. Socialism requires forced giving. Capitalism encourages voluntary giving. So here's what Pastor Gerald Smith had to say: "You cannot legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from someone else." Interesting, isn't it? When the majority of our citizens are on the government payroll, taxation will turn capitalism into socialism. In other words, by high taxes such as we have in Sweden, 70%, it's a way to take money from one and give it to another, whether they earned it or not. That's socialism. That will be the end of any form of free enterprise. But when we begin to depend on the government to care for us, we may be giving up the freedoms of our country, the very freedoms that our founders fought for so hard to protect. So socialism, yeah, there's advantages. You know, everybody gets something, but nobody gets very much. Everybody gets a little bit of everybody else's effort. In capitalism, you work, you acquire, and then you invest, and you build bigger, and you hire people, and you share through philanthropy. You share through providing opportunity for other people to advance and to acquire what you have, and to even acquire more than what you have. Very different forms of thinking, very different forms of living, very different forms of working, very different forms of economics for a country. So there you are. Bye for now.